Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Matthew chapter 3, Father, we receive your word with great humility and we receive grace to enter into the things that you have prepared for us. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 16. Now, this was where Jesus, and I hope you can hear me at the back, was about to be baptized. And John had dipped him in water. Now, let's see verse 16. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. Acts chapter 2 from verse 1 to 5. Acts chapter 2 from verse 1 to 5. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. Let's stop there. Now, please have your seat. This morning, I want to share with us on open heavens. Praise God. Open heavens. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I need your attention. The first thing I want to bring out to you is that every system, every body, every organization, every nation, every person, every life has its own open heavens. What do I mean? For instance, as a church, there is a kind of atmosphere that God opens over us as a church. This is different from the atmosphere that may be opened over Maryland. This is also different from the heavens that may be opened over individuals. There are people that only get testimonies anytime they are in church. If they pray in church, God hears. If they pray outside, no result. Why? Because when you are under a particular atmosphere, you benefit from that which that atmosphere gives. If we all relocate to London by December or year end, if you go in with your t-shirt and jeans or knicker and trainer, the chances are somebody might freeze to death because the atmosphere that is open over London is winter. So if you are in London, you've got to dress for the atmosphere. You've got to understand what that atmosphere gives to you and how you should engage with it. Now, what I'm saying to you is very simple but very important. Many Christians are lost on this one. If you are planting in the dry season, you want to make sure that thing grows, you will have to do something they call irrigation. That means an artificial way of getting water into that plant. In Matthew chapter 3 and verse 16, the word of God says that when Jesus came out of the water, that behold, the heavens were what? Opened upon everyone. Upon everyone. Unto him. The heavens were opened unto him. He was not the only one there. I told you, everybody has his own personal heaven, open heavens. In fact, the scripture says that in one of the renditions, that when he was being baptized, he came into that season or that moment praying. The scripture says as he was being baptized, he was praying. So it's more like as John was laying hands on him, John is laying hands on God. As he's laying hands on him and say, in the name of the Father, just the way we do it today, in the name of the Son, Jesus was saying, he did not even approach that ritual in the flesh. He did not approach that moment like is what we do every first Monday. He did not try to say, oh, Shebis, where is this service? People have been coming to that river to be baptized, but nothing happened to them. Listen, just because someone says, I accept you into my life, Jesus, as my Lord and personal Savior, does not mean that person is born again. Aha. Now, some of you are confused. To be born again, there must be the revelation of Christ. You would have gotten to... You cannot be born again out of nothing. You cannot be born again without Christ being cast before your eyes. You would have heard the word of God. You would have been convicted. And then you would have seen your need for a Savior. That's why a lot of people say, Lord Jesus, I accept you. And there was no inner push. There was nothing that happened inside of them. Just the same way a lot of people would come to get baptized. Are you still here now? A lot of people would come to get baptized, but it was just another swimming session. It was just another opportunity to swim. Because you went to Yankari Games Reserve in Bauchi, and you swam there. Then they told you there's another river in Epe, and you decided to go there. And you decided to take your pastor. And your pastor, two of you were baiting and doing something and calling it water baptism. But when Jesus came out of the water, the scripture said, the heavens opened. But it didn't open over everybody. Do you know that in that meeting that day, John must have preached before baptizing them. He would have taken offering. They would have taken testimonies. They would have taken a special announcement. Then they end the service with the baptism. And yet, the heavens opened over how many people? Only one. For your heavens to be open, there are conditions you must fulfill. But one of it is the condition of prayer. The word prayer there means that there must be a preparation of the heart. Where you trust the Lord to honor your faith as you come to Him. You don't know how God opened that heavens, but you are trusting Him. So when you are praying, trusting the Lord. Are we good? Trusting the Lord. You are praying, trusting the Lord, so that you are able to appropriate that, because it's possible that the way the heavens will open, a loud thing. Are you see here? The way the heavens will open, hallelujah. Get the. No. Hallelujah. Is it good now? Hallelujah. So it's possible that the way the heavens will open, it will not be something loud, such that you can even miss out on it. You may be thinking, oh, I didn't fall under the anointing. Meanwhile, when we baptized people last Sunday, they fell under the anointing. So somewhere in your mind, you are thinking, maybe the Holy Spirit is not around today. Maybe he traveled to China. Maybe because there are only 40 people here. That other crusade, there are 300,000 people. So maybe God is in that meeting because there are lots of people. There are lots of people in that other place. Do you know that John the Baptist was in the wilderness? Baptizing people. But that morning, some people went to the synagogue. And yet, God was not there. So, you can make a big mistake by associating the where God is based on where men gravitate towards. You can make a mistake because God is not usually in the loud places. God is even... when you kneel down beside your bed in the morning to pray, God can even be there. And he may not be in the White House. Are you with me now? God may not be in the White House. Meanwhile, when you woke up in the morning and you kneel down and say, Father, I want to thank you. God was there. The owner of the heavens and the earth was there. So, one of the things that cheats us and takes us out of the reality of open heavens can be our own perspective to what open heavens even could be. Again, you must realize that when God releases open heavens, he can release open heavens over one man that is ready. Over one man that is what? That is ready. So the onus is now on you. The demand is now on you to put yourself together in such a way that heaven finds it difficult to bypass you. That what many of us are waiting for is not God. It is actually God that is waiting for us. The scripture says that when the heavens opened, that he saw the Spirit of God. He saw the Spirit of God. He saw the Holy Ghost. I know that most times we don't really talk about things like the ability to see the Holy Spirit. But Jesus saw the Holy Spirit. Are you see here? I said Jesus did what? He saw the Spirit of God. He didn't tell us what he looked like, but he described how he came. How did he come? Like a dove. He descending upon him like a dove, and what? Give me another version to this one.
Give me another version, maybe amplified, or I want to give you, I want to show you something. He descended upon him as a dove. That means if you are somebody that is always looking for loud experiences, you know, the people around, there was somebody that stood in front of Jesus just before they baptized him. You know, it was a queue. The man in front didn't notice anything. The same way you are sitting like this, and the Holy Spirit might be descending on you. The sister sitting close to you may even be thinking of what they will cook when they will get home. Because those are some of the conditions. Are you able to get, if you can't? The word I wanted to look at there, descending like a dove, lighting down upon him, coming down on him. So there was a target. There was, the Spirit didn't just come. The Holy Spirit doesn't just show up. Every time you see his manifestation, he came for somebody. Come on, say he came for me. And there are many times we have lost major experiences simply because we are looking for God in loud places. In fact, when God appeared to Elijah, after he ran away from Jezebel, the scripture said there was what? There was thunder, there was lightning, there was earthquake, and yet God was not in any of those things. If God speaks to your heart and is God, is equally as powerful as when you hear the audible voice. Now, whether it is God you are hearing is not another thing, but I'm just telling you that God is not in loud things most of the time. And that something is loud doesn't mean God is there. Which is the reason why we can have mega churches in a place like Lagos. And yet you wonder, where can I recommend for somebody, if somebody here now moves to Igondo or moves to Apapa, if I ask all of you now, recommend two good churches there, does any church readily come to your mind? Most times you may need Google to help you. Google is your friend. Now, the way you will know there's a move of God is when the move doesn't need an announcement again. Because now, we have, for us to have church, we have to build church around the need of the people. What do people want? And God doesn't build, God will never authorize anything like that. He will never to build and structure a church around the need of the people. Is God concerned about your needs? But you will come because of him, not because of your need. That's what he said. So when Jesus was coming to the waters, he was coming identifying with the fact that a new shift, a new season of his life was about to begin. It was that mind he brought to the river. And when even John, who was a servant of God, tried to confuse him and say, look, you shouldn't baptize, you are a VVIP. You're a VVVVIP. You have been waiting for you. God told me you are the Messiah. Jesus did not listen. Because John was given his own assignment, but Jesus also received his own mandate. Which means that if you do not understand in detail what God said to you about a matter, somebody can present his own to you, or could present his own to you, but that one may still be lacking one element, which for control purposes, God will only reveal to you. I don't know if somebody heard me. I say for balance and control, God will tell you something, and he will not tell you the other one, he will tell it to her, so that you will be compelled to be dependent on her, and then she will complete you. Even in our offices, you have this particular software. If you run a particular command on your software, the other side of that command or the output goes to your supervisor. You will only get a response when she authorizes. But you may not have access to all of that other detail. It's the same thing. They copied it from God. So here was John, and John knew that he was supposed to baptize Jesus, but he wavered and was willing to make an exception, except that Jesus came ready. See, the issue of open heavens is not anything you can wave outside sight and sound. Because the moment the heavens open, please give, I hope this is King James Version, it's the moment the heavens opened over him, his eyes opened and he saw. Are we together? The heavens opened and his eyes what? Also opened. And he saw what God was doing in his life. Not only did he begin to see, he also began to hear. And what did he hear? This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. If you start a ministry on this kind of note, you will not need the newspaper or how people greet you on your birthday or what people are saying about you to make you feel like you're a man of God. Because the way you started was the voice of heaven's validation over your life. And that's why it's better for you to take 5 years to master the voice of God so that you will not be giving excuses for failure. Signs that the heavens are closed. Let me give you some signs. If you have more than 3 of these, confirm the heaven is closed. Signs that the heavens are closed, whether it's over a church or over a person or over a family, because the heavens can be closed over a family. The heavens can be closed over every member of a family and it will open over only one. Only one. These are serious matters. You see, even in the Old Testament, we had the law and the prophet. The law there encapsulates the mind of God as it concerns any matter. But you see, the law is a document. You can read it, do whatever you like with it. But the prophet tells us the revealed word. You have this that is documented, but now this is what the Lord is saying. Cast your net onto the right side. That is what the word is saying. So you have the law and the prophet. In the New Testament, you have something close to that. So you have the documented word of God, which is the Bible. And then you have what we call the Rhema. The Rhema, the spoken word. The word that is revealed by Patai. And believe me, if I hear God for you from now to the end of this year, but there is no regard of spiritual things, for spiritual things in your heart, it will be nothing. I'm telling you. Because what some people are looking for, they are magicians. Magicians. And it is a crime against the authority of God's word and his person to gather people around one primary issue. What you want to do for them. You don't even know what you want. It was God who said, let us make man. That idea didn't, by the time they decided, there was nothing like man. So the concept is not even Trinity. Because the moment God created man, talking about the church now, we became the family of God. So it's no more Trinity. We share the same power, the same identity, the same validation, the same authority. God's authority is expressed in the earth through the church. So where is the church? Do you see the church on the map of United Nations? I was listening to a pastor yesterday and he was preaching. He's an American pastor. He used to be a Catholic priest. Then he left the Catholic Church, joined the, in quote, Pentecostal. I'm not a Pentecostal Christian. I don't subscribe to Pentecostalism. I speak in tongues. And I prophesy. You can write, in fact, if you say which, you can even put Catholic beside my name. I don't care. Because if there's any interpretation that is even correct, it's Catholic. Go and check the meaning. Just use Google. Google will help you. Huh? The universal church. Eh? That one is, I'm fine with that one. Because this nomenclature thing we do us dangerous things. Somebody left the Catholic Church, rushed and became a reverend, removed the father, and rushed to the other side. And guess, I was listening to his message last night. And you guess what he was saying? That Jesus never said he was the only way. And he was wearing a collar. And he began to use John 3:16 to prove that even Jesus was not the Christ. He grew into becoming the Christ. And that we are now the Christ of God. If you want, one day, one of these days, I'll come, I'll show you videos. Then I'll use the video to teach. Me, I like listening to all those people so that I will know how rotten the world has become. And the guy wore a rainbow shawl for the LGBTQ. And if you go to his website, I went there, we are accepting of all categories of people. No exceptions. Is there no exceptions? That we are the first church to openly embrace homosexuals and all of that. It's a reverend. And people are clapping for him. He has more followers than I do on YouTube. But how I wish that it's your followership that God will use to say, okay, you are doing well. They will not God will not check your YouTube account when he comes. So when we say these things, it is not because we cannot also be preaching love. Love. Let's love ourselves. We can preach that one. But I'm telling you that error is being masqueraded now in the gospel of love. That what Jesus wanted for us was to love each other. Your sexual orientation doesn't matter. The heavens are already closed over you, sir. That man that is preaching that thing. Bringing Americanism into the gospel. I will come back and I will address this because these are the people that many of you follow on Instagram, on Facebook, and because they are very hippie. If you name any pastor, popular young pastor, or even old in America, if I don't know that pastor, I will tell you the faction he belongs to. And many of them are progressive Christians. They are not Christians. There's something called progressive Christianity. So when I see somebody that the heavens is closed over, it's easy for me to tell. What? Let me just give you quick ones because there's no time. But I will probably. In fact, today I was so upset. I wanted to bring that video, play it here. I don't have a problem with the man. It's just the message he's preaching. Because me, I even want to relocate to the U.S. So who knows? We might be friends when we get there. But I wanted to play the video here, so that you will know that. We are not making up these things. Me, I have these people, they are my friends. They are my friends. And we are all learning. Eh? And even in some of these so-called churches that you think they are not following God, many of them are already following God. So some of them, their eyes are opening every day. Do you understand what I'm saying? Many of them, their eyes are opening. Meanwhile, we that we say we are speaking in tongues, we have no regard for spiritual things. I was in a meeting a few weeks ago with some of my, no time. I was in a meeting some few weeks ago with my classmates. Two of them are reverend fathers. Are not my reverend father. They are driving big jeeps. At least me, I'm not driving any big jeep. And, you know, big car, big problem. But I'm just telling you, they are not doing badly. Huh? They are not doing badly. At least I know one of them, anytime he goes to preach in any of their parishes in Lagos, he walks away with an honorarium of at least 200,000 or 250,000 just for doing 1 hour mass. Eh? All the things that you people are shouting, hey, church, pastor, Pentecostal, go and ask the Catholic Church how they take care of their ministers. Go and ask. Don't say I said, just go and ask. I will tell you things. So you wonder why they are not performing miracles, yet the church is over 1,000 years old. Go and ask. I'm not saying everything they are doing is right, though. I'm just telling you. That when the heavens are closed, it's not hard to see, to notice. And one of the things you will see is utter disregard for spiritual things. When the heavens are beginning to close on a person, utter disregard. I'll do it tomorrow. What, self? Is he the only one? I can see the heavens, they are closing the gates more small. I was in a meeting with some of these, my reverend fathers, with another set of, colleagues, and we were talking. Just talking general, and then I open my mouth. and I said something. I just said something. And the two of them, they didn't talk to each other. One is from Kogi, the other is from Delta. I mean, where their parishes are. They just stood up. They stood up. In fact, one of them came to me and said, "Sorry, Pastor, how should we be addressing you? Is he Reverend or Pastor?" I said, "Which one do you like?" I said, "Okay, call me Reverend, but don't put father, because I have wife. Don't put father." He said, then we laughed over it. Wonderful guys. There are people that will, when they're in the house, they'll say, "Is he not Gbenga?" Don't mind it. Then when they come and say, "Ah, Pastor, good morning." "Yeah, you are deceiving yourself. It doesn't matter. It's not that I'm afraid of my name. My name is my name. Because the day they will give me $100 million, it's my name. They won't put Pastor. I'm just telling you that some of these systems, the reason why they thrive is because of their honor level. Very high. Was ordained as a pastor, you respect him. Don't say you are older. And you may be older in your family, but here, this man is older. If Jesus did not obey the law of submitting to John, and he said, "After all, I'm the one that created you. Even the ministry you are shouting, now we give you." And Jesus decided to be braggadocious, the heavens will not open. If God wants to know you are qualified, he will set a test for you to know whether you are even qualified, whether you are the candidate. Because people sit there in their house, want God to come and spoon feed them. And that's why we keep preaching and preaching and preaching and preaching since nothing is happening. Because do you know what God is? God will not leave his seat. Some of the things we say and they look very personal or below the belt is only because we have been there and we saw that it doesn't work. And it's our duty to tell you. What are some of the signs you will see? In 1 Samuel chapter 3. Give me chapter 3 verse 1. Maybe we'll read it down if I have some time. Maybe in 10 minutes. 1 Samuel chapter 3. I want to use 1 Samuel chapter 3 to explain a few things. Look at this. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord. The word minister there means what? That he brought offerings of prayers. He brought offerings of praises. He brought sacrifices before the Lord. No questions asked. He knew the time he was supposed to bring those sacrifices. That the sons of Eli were failing to fulfill their own mandate was not an issue. Me, I will show up. You may be living with a prayer warrior in your house and you notice he doesn't wake up early morning to pray. You too, you now cross leg. You don't know where that man meets God. He just woke up. He just noticed he just got up, went to turn on the TV, was taking coffee, checking CNN. Say now, wow, if you are not even close to people, you will know that they are not praying. And is the prayer leader, Harvest Word Lagos, not even Maryland, Lagos, Lagos region. But he woke up and was taking coffee. Meanwhile, you normally, 6 a.m., Kadabasha, when you did first day, second day, it's like, Brother Femi doesn't even pray. You do not see that, he started drinking coffee. Meanwhile, you are going to work by 8. The brother doesn't pray where there are people. You don't know. And because you didn't ask, we didn't explain. So he allowed Brother Femi allowed Brother Gbenga to go. Then I closed my door. And Brother Femi, you know, it's okay. The reason he doesn't pray with people is because of the way he shouts and screams. Oh. No. Hey, well, you don't know. Yeah. You now went to Tina. It's God that knows we're serving him. Those people that we say they're even praying. Well, it is well. But you notice his anointing is, But you did it for 1 week and the remaining fire you had, they put it out. They that compare themselves with others, they are never wise. Never. Never. Wisdom is removed from them. It's in the Bible. If somewhere that they brought on covenant, be staying here, be serving God, and I saw Eli, they're all posing, they are the men of God. Say, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Say, hey. Now, wow, this means when I grow up, I'll be enjoying you. If he make those ones his father in the Lord, now, sir, master, Alpha, they make her, they follow you, all those places where they go. Because Baba will soon die, I need to, begin to lay ground for the next administration. Like some people are changing parties now. And saying that the Holy Spirit told them. On that day, God will settle some matter in Nigeria. Before you judge everybody, you say, Nigerians, come. Those of you that said, I said. Then God will not talk. Holy Spirit, come and address your people. God release fire. Just say, that's for using my name in vain. Say, the Holy Spirit told me that I should go there. But I see you still living. Leave it. Just keep this thing I said. Keep it. Say, you know what I'm talking about. I say, keep it. I said, the Holy Spirit will soon tell him to leave. Just wait, oh. Don't change this channel. 1 Samuel chapter 3. Quickly. I beg. Let me do this one in 5 minutes. And the word of the Lord was precious. What does the word precious mean? It was scarce. That means in those days, if you go to church, you are not likely going to hear God's word. I didn't say they were not preaching, no. I didn't say they were not singing, no. People will have all kind of rituals, things that they do. But God was not attending church. That season, God stopped going to church. Because he couldn't stomach it. It's just like when you read the Bible. I don't know what people read. That's why sometimes I may not read it like the way you read yours. But I can just take it 1 day, 2 days, just read. Because some of the things Jesus or the Holy Spirit said, they are very clear. For instance, when God said, I prefer that you are either hot or cold. He has given you a standard. If you want to worship me, if you want to follow me, take a stand. Don't try to be culturally accepting. One of the signs that you are working with God is that people will be looking at you in a particular way because of your faith. Until your faith takes the stand in the court, there's still something God has not gotten. Until the reason why you cannot do something is because, not because you cannot, but because you fear God or because heaven has not said go ahead. You are still learning. And there is not that you are there is not even an issue. You can actually take a bold step towards the right path. That's why we are sharing this message. The word of the Lord was cast. Excuse me, this was a time there was a priest, there was a prophet that was being trained, but the word of God was precious. That means maybe in a year, the Holy Spirit will move once. That is the church today was powerful till next year. And there was no open vision. Signs that the heavens are closed. There will be no open visions. All those supernatural visions, closed visions, prophetic, gone. God will shut it down. God will not be talking. That's what I'm saying. He will not be showing you things. Peradventure, you are thinking that maybe it's because God works in mysterious ways. I'm here to tell you that maybe the heavens are already closing up. And it is just a cry for you to begin to retrace your steps. Because in that first verse, the scripture said there was no open vision. Why? Because the word of God was scarce. Number two, the authentic word of God will be scarce. Every time the heavens are closing, whether over a church or over a people or over a person, the word of God will be scarce. People will have more excuses than reasons to obey God. And listen, let me tell you, there is nobody that follows God out of convenience. If you want to follow God, let me rephrase, it's not only God. If you want your life to move forward, you will make very painful decisions. That's why there are people, no matter how they say, I don't give them money. Yeah, even if it's I turned down one of my family members recently. Hey, Uncle Benga, I said, shh, quiet. Cut that line. Family, do I love her? To pieces. Will I say no? Why not? No is a very good answer when you want to help somebody. That's why, because sometimes people don't know. You see, people don't know why some guys shy away from certain ladies. It's not because they are not good. But when I look at your life, see the kind of trajectory you are taking. It seems that you are just waiting for a man to come and be spending money on you. You are waiting. You are packaging yourself so that anybody that come will not be spending me spend. No. It's like you are not getting this. You are good enough as girlfriend, not wife. But when your wife is somebody you can share vision with, you can discuss. Somebody that has something to contribute. Not someone that is dancing on her wedding day like there's no tomorrow. I'm telling you, even from the way you look on your wedding day, I can tell you have nothing to offer. I'm telling you, even for the guy too. I'm not joking. We say this to people think we eat. I'm just telling you that in our time, divorce in the church will be like water if we are not careful. Because people do what they want and they say God should stamp it. And God say, me? I didn't do it for Abraham. I didn't do it for David. Who are you? You that your days on earth is like like vapor. When there is no authentic word, when God is not speaking to you personally again, it means that maybe the channels of God's heavens are beginning to close up and you should be concerned. Don't bury that time in Netflix. You should be concerned that personally God is not talking to you. And if the devil now wants to complicate your matter, you will be so happy during that period. Every good things will just be happening to you. Everything just falling in places. There's one song like that. Everything just falling in places for you. And God is not talking. You know, you even forget that you've not even heard God in a while. And please, before you go too far, and you think I'm talking about something very far, something as simple as God reminding you of a scripture. That's God talking. God just brings a scripture to your mind. I will never leave enough. And that's God talk. I say even that one you are not getting. But everything is doubled up. Everything is working out for your good. The heavens are closed. And one of the marks you will know that the heavens are closed, number three, is that people will begin to live in self-denial. People will be convincing themselves things are okay. Everything is okay. We are marching on. You better tell us the color so we can know the kind of blood test to do. Whether it's full blood count, or culture test, or it's ordinary malaria, or even the old wider test that nobody is using again. Did you go to the hospital? Yes. Oh, really? Yes. But you have been going to one Kurumujeje lab behind your house. Meanwhile, what is wrong with you? You need a real lab, to help you check this matter. Because those ones, it's only wider test. Even the malaria test is not even accurate. Do you need anything to know you have malaria in this Nigeria? It's on board that we'll be going for test. We in Nigeria, we are the doctors. Every time men begin to live in self-denial, every time you are seeing certain things calling your attention to your altar, and you shy away and give yourself the impression that there's nothing there, the heavens are telling you that they are going to close. Because there is a difference between the person of Jesus and the principles of Jesus. Not many people know. Yeah, we love Jesus. But the principles is what guarantees eternal success on earth. If you know the person of Jesus, oh, I love you, fall down. You will fall down from now till the next 1,000 years. You'll be falling and rolling and breaking chairs in church. But you want to make progress with your life. You want to make progress to your life, you will go and read what he said about certain things. Those principles are what God commits his stamp on. Say, see, is that a man that is what? Diligent. So the moment you have flouted the rule of diligence, don't pray. Wait. You have gotten your result. Listen to me. We are about to enter into a phase in Nigeria again, and I dare say in the world, where technical skills, certifications will become very important again. I just gave you a prophecy now. I said, we are about, anything you saw now is child's play. We are about to enter, because the real import of COVID-19 we've not seen, we're about to see it. COVID-19 has moved the world 50 years forward. The interpretation of that movement, we are discovering it. People will work in Damaturu, will be living in Damaturu and working for US government. They will be working for different companies and they will be in Damaturu with their Wi-Fi and be working, submitting reports. Now, what is the basis for that conversation where they will even say they want to interview you? What's the basis? So for those who are still waiting and saying that there's nothing God cannot do, that there's nothing God cannot do, when God wanted to pick a man that would take the gospel around the world, he went for a professor of law. His name was Paul. He didn't go for people like Peter, fishermen. He went for a man that could write. A man that could think intelligently. So don't kid yourself and think that somebody will come and put money on you. Nobody is going to put money where there's no value. I was talking to somebody. I said, look, excuse me. I'm a pastor. If I want to be lazy, I'll be lazy. I'm telling you why heavens are closed. I can decide to sit down in my house and be watching Netflix. Then one day before service, I start praying. I finished my exam last week. The next day, I got my Google certification. Next day, I went online. I applied for it. And I got the first part of that certification on my laptop. The son is telling me, if a pastor, I don't know, it's maybe the heavens. The heavens are closed. Don't kid yourself. What will I do with Google certification? What I'm asking you now. Don't you know that your soul does not age? The age of your soul is tied to knowledge. The age of your soul, whether it's old man or young man, is tied to the thing inside. How fresh. Number four. When divine perspectives become blur, all of a sudden, certain things that God was very clear about now begin to look like they are not so clear anymore. Not so clear anymore. Like, oh, okay. It really doesn't matter since salvation is by faith in Christ. It doesn't really matter what your gender is. After all, the scripture says there is no male or female in Christ. There's no male or female. Is it not in the Bible? So what are we talking about? You can change your gender, and it's going to get more popular. They are still going to pass that law in Nigeria. They are still going to pass it. Because they will retire all these old men, and young people who are dancing the club now will become senators, and they will pass it. So get ready. Then they will come and say, pastors cannot preach against it. So I'm preaching all of my message now. When divine perspectives, when sin becomes permissible or accepted. Now, the issue here is not that you committed sin. Please understand me. You might have made a mistake. You might have been led away by your emotions. But the moment you begin to say it's not, you begin to justify it, then God has a personal problem with that person. Please, do you understand the difference in what I said? Anybody could have made a mistake. Anybody could have sinned. Even a pastor could have sinned. But the moment you begin to justify it and say it doesn't matter, then God, in those days, God, we used to preach one message in my SU fellowship. It doesn't matter. Any day they preach that message, we are all in trouble. Any day they preach that message, we are all in trouble. All of us will give our life to Christ again. The spirit of it doesn't matter. What number now? The scripture says, number five, the scripture says that when Samuel was in the temple, the fire began to go out. The fire of prayers began to go out. How you will know that the fire is already going out and you are not aware? Eh? I'm showing you now. You are the temple of the living God, but the fire is already getting dim. Already going out. There's fire. You are still speaking in tongues. You are still singing. But the scripture says the fire was, I think it should be verse 2 or verse 3. Please cross check. He said the light in the temple was already going out. It was going out. It was going out. What represents fire? The Holy Spirit. Prayer. Communion. I'm talking about personal issues, though, because what Lagos is telling us is that you really don't have to be so, you know, God is not really that difficult. And yeah, God is not difficult. But how many of you agree with me that the issue is not really about time? So after this week, I want to take a course on time management for myself. Time management. God looks at your effort. He looks at how you prepare yourself to know what he can give to you. You may be called as a worldwide minister. It doesn't mean nothing. God will look for another person. But God looks at you. Does this guy have what it takes? If we put him there, will he last or will he collapse? Time management. So now I've gotten to a place, if I'm talking to you for 5 minutes, I just shut down. I shut you out. There's no time. I don't have time to be counseling people who are not listening. You understand? It really doesn't make any sense. You just keep talking. You want to prove to yourself that the proof of my love for you is that I will even talk to you. But you keep talking. It's like, okay, pick the Bible and read for yourself now. Is it not the same Bible I'm using to counsel you? When somebody beat you, so I beat you. So I said, okay, killer, so we can rest. You just beat. Okay, killer. One of my friends, I won't mention his name. He called the police, go and arrest this man. He's his member. Because the man wants to kill the woman in the house. I'm telling you, and he's blessed. Thank you, Pastor David. Can you imagine a pastor call police, you know, Nickman, go and arrest my member? Because, you know, they hear word. Don't kill this woman. He said, no, I'll not take it. When they arrested her, it was the pastor that came to the, how are you? I said, fine. I said, so what's the situation? He said, Pastor, you need to get me out of here. I said, no, we don't use church money to bail people. We don't use church money. What did you do? He said, Mama, this is, okay, call your family. Told the policeman outside, make sure you collect something from him. The man came back, this church, they don't love people. He said, yes, we don't love. We agree. It's not, you are not the first person to say it. But go and pay that 10,000 that police want first. Pay, when you pay, we talk. That's the mercy of God, though. Since that day, all the preaching that pastor is trying to preach that didn't enter. Oh, just one arrangement from the police. Bam, the man caught the revelation. Don't let your own matter be like that. It's a serious matter. Let me round up. I still have like 8 points here, but let me just... let me tell you. Samuel laid down to sleep in the temple. One of the signs that the heavens are closed. I hope you know that by this time, God was already angry with that nation. And he was angry with their pastor, Eli. And was angry with the pastor's sons, the GOs, regional pastors. He was angry with them. But he didn't talk. It was Samuel that God found worthy to be discussing that kind of... Samuel that they are still training. So when God looks at a church and he only finds the small children like, you, how old are you? Say, 5, come. I'm not happy with your pastor. Hey, God didn't see David. God didn't see Tokwe. God checked the choir. No, I see brother David. Hey, nobody, everybody, one direction. Say, my daughter, how are you? Say, is your mommy around? Say, I don't know, what are you here? I'm not here. I know they come here again, no? How they come here? They know they listen to me. Hey, Baba God, but we were praising you. He said, I know they dear. I'm not dead yet. God now left a whole congregation, went to be talking to a small child. How pathetic can a person's case be? When God leaves you and is talking to your child, because you are organ your own right. Look at what he said. He said the lamp was being gone and Samuel was laid down to sleep, because wherever there is no fire, people sleep. People sleep. And they have good reasons for it. Wherever there is no fire, people sleep. Even the way they people pray, you can tell. Just tell someone, come, let's pray together. You will know where their fire is. All these things I'm saying, no, it never involved God yet. It's just you cleaning out your table. These are things you can do deliberately, and there will be space. That's your one room that I say, this room is very small. Don't worry. What do you have here? Move the stove out. Don't eat here again. What do you have here? This bag is too big. Let's create something, hang it. You will notice that room is, that small room is even too big for you. God, I'm trying to rent a room. I don't have money. This room is too small. Maybe because God doesn't want you to live with people. Learn to stay alone. Stop living under the shadow of people's validation. Learn to live. This one room is just perfect for you. Somewhere laid down to sleep. Could it be that this sleeping in the church, sleeping when you are in the office, sleeping when you want to pray, you don't sleep when you watch film, or you sleep, because some of us, we watch film when we want to sleep. Film has a way of making you, because now you've watched all the films on Netflix and it suddenly occurred to you that there's no film there again. When you get to that point, it is time to pray. Are you with me now? What I'm saying to you, now I would have told you if I had time, maybe in the second service, if God does not allow us to prophesy. But these are personal things you can do. Personal things you can do. Personal things you can do to clean up your space. God is not far away. If you take away the ashes from that firewood, it will burn again. If you take away the ashes, just clear it. Clear it. Take time. Don't rush out. Clear it. Clear it. Clear it. Clear it. Clear it. Don't turn on your data till 9 a.m. Clear it. Clear it. Clear it. Clear it. Clear it. Clear it. Make a decision. 5 a.m. 5 a.m. That's when I start praying. Even if Pastor Gbenga called me, I won't answer. Don't reply and say, Pastor, I'll call you later. Then tell me that, oh, that's my prayer time. Oh, good, 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 good. Thank you. Thank you. This interest, self-serving interest, face-manship, big-manism, this thing that we are doing simply because we do not honor God, we are now honoring men and honoring self, is the reason why God left and we didn't know. We didn't know. Then you are now praying, God, if you change my life, God say, for what? The last time I did something in your life, how did it benefit my kingdom? The last time I gave you money, what did it mean for my house? Except that you are changing clothes and changing hair. What did it mean? You think God is a fool? Or you think he doesn't know what? You think he doesn't have anything to do with his money? Oh, you think he's a Father Christmas? You think he's Santa Claus? Santa Claus, you will still pay money before you see him. Is it not the money we contribute that he used to give us gift? Radical apostolic Christianity is the Christianity of fire. And you cannot get it if you do not make some decisions. Rise to your feet, let's pray. When I come, if the Lord helps me, I will talk to you about how to keep your heavens open. You see, the reason why I did this first service is that if we do this, by the time we begin to dig deep in the second service, it will not be a question of we open the heavens today, then it close tomorrow. You already know how to keep your own heavens open. When Jesus was coming to be baptized, he came praying, and the heavens opened. So Jesus already knew as a principle that one of the things that keeps heavens open is prayer, 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 prayer. Every time there's communication going from your altar, the heavens must be open to receive it. This is why people come to church, they are happy, they get home and they are depressed. And they are wondering if their name is in the book of life. How can you be a Christian for 5 years and you don't even know if your name is in the book of life? Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. In the name of Jesus. Lord, help us. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I will come back. I think the second size message should be very has a bit of Maggi and Korea and a few other things. So that one should be very sweet. But believe me, there are so many things out there that we hear that are not the gospel. I there's one I listen to every Sunday morning. I like listening to the guy because the guy is so wrong. And it's on 99. What's that Nigeria info? 99.3 or something. Something, Nigeria info. The guy is always preaching early in the morning around 7 a.m. or so. But he's so wrong. Even though he keeps talking about love, when you start hearing people use language like the universe is working in your favor. That's progressive Christianity. They substitute God for universe. It's a quiet, I will come there. Because some of you are posting those things on your WhatsApp and say the universe is working. You are innocent, but the people who brought that in, they have an agenda. Which universe? Which universe? Is it Adolf Hitler universe or Hiroshima? Which one? Or is it the one in Nigeria that all of us are trying to get out of? Which universe? You better be careful what you wish for before we move you to Mongolia. Listen to me tonight or this morning. I release upon you fresh fire. I release upon you fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. In the name of Jesus. Fresh fire. Listen to me. It was not Eli who heard the voice of God. It was Samuel. Which means that for us to enter into certain things, we must be as a child. Are you with me? We must be as it. There's too much big manism among believers. Do you know my spiritual level? Do you know how many times I saw him 7 times? I saw Jesus. Not dream, real. 7 times. Okay. So those of us that have not seen anything now, you should go and jump inside. I'm not against prophetic experience, and I have them. I'm just telling you that if, the moment that thing creates a separation between me and Tina or Tobe, and people are now saying my own level is higher because I saw Jesus. Is it not what you told us? Do we know if it's true? Too much big manism. I'm not saying those things are not there, but we can texture it with humility. And then the other abuse of it is to now go about and say, well, we are equal in Christ. Who told you? Who told you? We are equal by sonship, but we are not equal by grace. Because it is the assignment God gives to you that determines the kind of grace he will give to you. Why would they give you grace to raise the dead when your own life, everything you see is money? So if you are sick, go to hospital. They will take care of you. But those of us who know we don't have any other option, Baba, please give us this anointing. Your heart is blessed. In the name of Jesus. Put your hands together and bless the Lord this morning.